stop.
Stop what you're doing. Here is another world famous
one call is all it takes.
Prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson.
Nice.
Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
All right. So you have an alarm system in your house, Sibs?
I do not, actually.
Oh, but you're in a flat, eh? So you don't need one.
Yeah, a fairly secure block of flats.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look, this is the case with alarms, right? So you can go and you can buy an alarm system, put it in your house, whatever make you want, and then they will come, and then you sign up with a reaction unit, right? And then they will come and put a transmitter in your roof or wherever, and that sends the signal from your alarm to their control room, okay? Now, if you decide to change alarm companies down the line, that transmitter is always owned by the alarm company. You never own that.
Okay.
So then if you decide, oh, no, I'm going to go with these guys instead, then that original alarm company will come and they'll remove that transmitter. Okay, you understand?
Mm.
And then your new alarm company will come up with their transmitter so they can send it to their control room. All right, so that is what's happened here in the case with this guy. So he switched alarm companies. He got the alarm company to his old alarm company to come and remove that transmitter in the roof. But now the Oaks come, they don't just remove the transmitter, they remove the entire alarm.
Which is not what they're supposed to do.
They take the board, they take the passives, they take everything. Because there is that deal with some alarm companies where it's like a cell phone. You know, you don't buy the alarm system, but you've got to be with us for 24 months. And if you breach that, then we take the alarm system back. So there's a bit of a misunderstanding here. But they're still sending this open ball. Oh. And they've chopped this whole alarm system.
He has nothing.
No, he's got nooks.
Wow.
Yeah, so now he's fighting these Oaks for his money, all right? So... And he's already like signed up with this new company, but no alarm yet, you know. So, as you know, if you're in customer service and you want a problem solved, you don't call me. If you want the problem escalated, then you call me. So I'm going to give him a ring. All right, here it is.
Hello,
Mr. Herman. I'm calling you from regarding the monies outstanding. How are you?
Yeah.
Good, thank you, Sam. Just wanted to find out when is the most likely time we can expect payment.
You know what, Dave? When the sun freezes over and it's covered in snow, that is when you guys will get your money from me.
Excuse me?
I say when the sun freezes over and it is covered in snow, that is when you will get the money from me. You guys came into my house without my permission. I said, you guys can come and remove your radio, okay? So they came in, they took the whole system out. There was an 8-zone system in. At my cost, I installed a 16-zone system. I still have the 8-zone system, which belonged to you guys. They came and took out my 8-zone system. They took out all the eyes and the, you know, just randomly took out eyes. They cut all the cables right against the roof, you know, so if I find someone from... I will literally punch them in the face. So you guys will never see your money from me, ever. You guys can go and make a case against me. You can go to court for the 400 rand I owe you. I will go to court and I will go and defend my case there. And I will make come and install a brand new system on my premises for free. But that is only after I've made a criminal case of theft against. So make a note on the system. Take this phone recording that you just phoned me on. Link it on the system. Email it to your MD that he can listen to it. How pissed off I am with you. You will never see your money from me. Ever.
Sir,
in your life.
Sir,
you will never see it from me.
So this conversation is not recorded. But so
now that's a pity because get your MD, you know. Get your MD to find me. Let me explain to him how really cucking dishonorable and this, you know, what his company is. I want to tell you that.
Sir, look, we need this money from you. I don't buy your story. I don't believe it.
Okay. No. So send your MD to come and fix the money from my house. You personally yourself. Don't care. You guys can go and make a court case against me. I don't give a
Say,
I will go and make a criminal case against I will take the money that I've got and I will go blacklist for I don't know for what, but I will do something against you guys. I'm keeping very calm as it is.
Okay.
You guys came into my house without my permission, without me being there. You stole my alarm system out of my house. I don't give a shit.
How can
you will never see that money from me ever.
So how can a security company come and
steal you? Exactly. That is my point. Exactly.
You're lying.
That is
it's
why
not
I will
right.
never pay you the money ever.
But it's not the truth. That's the problem. It's not the truth.
Okay. Well, come. Bring. You say you know the alarm system that you guys took out belonged to you. Bring that serial number of the alarm system. Come to my house. Come and fetch the one with that serial number, and then bring back the one that I bought with my own money. Bring it back to me.
I'm just going to send a car around there to you now.
Yeah.
And
okay.
But
when I'm there, you will find me and make an appointment with you. You're not just going to say, I don't trust you guys for jack
No, I'm
you
sending...
a bunch of thieves.
Hold on. Listen, yeah. I'm sending an armed response car there, and they're going to demand the money from you at your face.
Are you threatening me? Are you threatening me?
I'm telling you...
Let me get this clear. Are you threatening me? Sending an armed response vehicle to my premises to come and fetch money.
That is.
Am I getting this correct? Are you threatening me? Just repeat it again.
I told you. We are bringing an armed response vehicle.
What time will you be there? Just make an appointment. I can be there myself.
Trigger your alarm now.
Yeah?
Trigger your alarm and we'll be there.
Okay, but I don't have you. I cancelled your whole story. I'm within another alarm company. Which is much more honest than you guys.
Okay, and then what you gonna do when we get there?
Come into my premises. We will see. Come to my. I invite you. Come to my premises. Set your foot inside of my premises. I dare you. I double dare you.
Okay.
Do it now.
Okay.
Do
just
it now.
Just sound your
I'll
alarm.
I'll get my armed response company to wait for you.
Okay. Just
send someone there now.
Okay. Hold on. Just push your panic button now, and then we can trigger it on our system so we can go.
I'm not with you guys anymore.
Just go.
A bunch of thieves. I will not pay you any money.
Just go, woo, woo, woo. Trigger your panic button. Keep it going. Okay, dispatch, we've got a call out there for Mr. Herman's place. Get there now, please. Over.
Oh, man. You guys are a bunch of idiots. Oh, my God. I'm going to put the phone down now.
Herman.
Okay.
Herman. Herman. Yes. It's Wackhead Simpson, brother.
Man. So, Wackhead, you know what? You've got my blood boiling up. I knew one day someone is going to get you with Sorry, that's the only way they'll ever get you through these guys that get on my test.
Woo, woo. You know what, Sibs? If you don't have an alarm system in your flat there, but if you hear a strange noise in the middle of the night, just lie on your back, stare at the ceiling, and go, woo, 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 woo.
And they will come.
They will, Sibs. Woo, woo, woo. Oh, my goodness. Oh, cool guy, man. Shame.